I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And welcome into the Fan Morning Show pre-show for this wonderful Thursday, pushing through the week. Colin Dunlap alongside Chris Mack, Doran Dickerson. He is here as well. Adam Crowley pushing all the buttons on the other side of the glass. Check us out on video 937thefan.com. Right there, live link at the top. It says Pittsburgh's hometown sports station. And then, bang, watch us on video. And, bang, you can watch us on video. With that, I say good morning to you, Chris. How is everything?
It's great. How you doing?
Wonderful, wonderful. Big quandary here in my life. I don't know how to – oh, by the way, to everyone out there, before that quandary we get to, you may be faced with a quandary yourself this morning getting to work with the heavy fog. So be careful. There's like pea soup fog. It's that thick. So be careful. A lot of foggy spots. There was one point in my commute this morning, just one point for about probably 250 feet where I almost, it felt like I was experiencing vertigo. I just kept the car going, thinking, all right, I'm going to come out of the other side. But it was like, I didn't know if I was up or I was down, or if it was left, if it was right. It was very strange. It was like that very end part of Noah's Ark at Kennywood where the brick.
Yeah, where you don't know where the hell you are.
Spinning,
you're walking to the wall.
You know,
yeah.
But you're walking straight. It was very bizarre for about, again, 150, 200 feet or so be careful. But I'm experiencing this crossroad. And I don't know where to go with it because I don't want to cross this bridge. Now, about a year and a half ago or so, year ago, I went with the cheater glasses just to read. And they've changed everything. Now, I don't need them for the computer. But, like, when I'm sitting reading my phone or reading papers or something at the sitting on the chair in the living room or at the kitchen island or whatever, I will have, and I have a couple pairs stashed throughout the house. I have one in the kitchen in this basket where the stuff is, where we plug in the phones and things. Then I have one near the lamp by the recliner or the chair kind of thing in the living room, the nice chair in the living room. I keep one in my backpack. So I have like four or five pair of these cheater glasses that you buy at the drugstore. I actually got them on Amazon, and they come in a pack of six. But those are great, and they're wonderful. Now, though, there's a crossroad in my life. I'm contemplating, in addition to that, and I had great vision up until 3 years ago or so, I'm contemplating making the font bigger on my phone.
Uh-oh.
For texts, for Twitter, for the browser. If you look, like, Pomp is the king of this. Not that I read over Pomp's shoulder. I think that's insanely rude. But it is as – you ever drive on, like, on the way to the airport?
Mm-hmm.
By like IKEA and those places. Mm-hmm. And you see those billboards that the company does on the side of the road there. Pomp's font is that big on his phone. There's like one letter on each. Then he has to scroll. Yeah. And then there's another letter. So it doesn't need to be that big. But they don't offer you a rolling sort of increment. It just bumps to the next like big one. And then the next gigantic one. And I'm stuck at a – I don't know what to do.
You're at an uncomfortable font size.
Yeah, well, I'm at the smallest one.
Yeah. But
and
it's uncomfortable
if
for you.
If you go to the next one, it eliminates, seriously, half the words. It's so big. And I don't need it to be – I don't know
You don't
if
need
I'm,
it that big.
Yes.
It's funny you say that because I saw you post this on your social media yesterday. Not last night, but the night before, I went down that rabbit hole as well. I was going through the settings of my phone. I was like, should I switch to bold text? Because I had great vision up until a couple years ago, same as you, Colin. And I was like messing through my phone because I couldn't sleep. I was laying in my bed and I was clicking through and I was like, wow, I can actually read this better. Like I was clicking through and I went to the next size. I was like, I can actually read this better.
Really?
But do I really want to make that switch? I swear to God that that's exactly what I went through two nights ago.
That is the first step down the path of ending up with pomp size font on
yes.
your phone.
It is a lot better. I didn't want to hear the wrath from like you guys. You're like, if you guys looked over my shoulder and saw that I had big.
Oh, we'll still make fun of you, but that's what friends do.
Then it's like one of those, again, like Lamar advertising signs or whatever on the side of the road. The font is just gigantic on the phone, and I don't know if I want to go there.
But you know what? Here's my advice to you, Colin. As someone who's known you for a long time and worked together with you now for nearly half a decade. You give no F's about what people think or what their perception is, and that's a good thing.
Yeah.
And to the extent where you'll sit down to have your tuna melt for lunch with a cup of coffee, even though some of your closest friends think that's disgusting.
Disgusting, yeah.
Because you are starting to settle into, it's not old mandom.
Oh, it
it's
is
not,
old man.
It's not. See, or maybe I'm just trying to defend it because I'm right on your heels. It is being comfortable enough in your own skin that you go from giving no F's to, you know what? Not only do I give no F's, but I'm just going to do what makes me comfortable.
Yeah.
And if you don't like it, that's fine. You can tease me about it. We can have some fun.
I just
won't be able to read my text.
See, it's not that I don't give any F's. That's part of it. That's not a big part of it. That's probably 10% of it. The other part of it is the practical nature of it. The jumps are exponential, not incremental. When you go to make the font bigger, it's not a drag screen where you just drag it a little. There's only four things. It goes from like 0% to 25% to 50%. It makes it 25% bigger.
So which inconvenience is going to be greater? Like playing trombone with your phone to try and read it or having to scroll extra long?
I think I maybe have found a remedy in thinking about this.
Okay.
Now I'm talking about. Do I replace my cheater glasses with stronger cheater glasses?
Oh, man.
You see what I'm saying?
How much was the pack of six?
Like $38 or something, I think. But I would have to go back now and then find the order and see what that plus number is or whatever.
Or just
plus.
Stop at the drugstore and find the next magnification up, you know?
But get I got to find the
$2 guys or whatever they are. And then bump up to the next step.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I might order that six pack of the next one up.
I think you should do both because you're not just using your cheater glasses for your phone. You're using it for reading the paper, reading obituaries and all the things you know?
This is going to be bad because the next stop is white New Balances and then those things where you put your pills in and it says like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Guilty.
Yes.
You're not at the point yet where you are pulling a computer screen closer to your face, are you?
No.
Okay, that's good. I've seen that before.
I've seen the clip on the computer screen, a whole other screen. Have you ever seen that job?
Oh, yeah.
Somebody puts a screen on top of the screen.
I've
it's
never
like
seen
a magnifying screen that they clip on. No, I do the move, though. I am at full on this move. The reading glasses low on my nose and reading other things over the glasses and then the phone or the paper so that like lower on my like so I could see through the glasses and then look over the glasses for other things into the glasses for the
kind of like resting on your sternum like kind of like
yeah this. Yeah doing that and then the glasses real low on the nose. Yes.
What about LASIK? I thought about getting LASIK.
It's fantastic.
You have it?
I got it last fall. It's changed my life.
Is it worth it?
Yeah, absolutely.
But I don't think my eyes are that bad.
Here's the one thing.
It eliminates everything.
But here's the one thing they will tell you. Like, if you already have, not an astigmatism, that's not the right word, but like if you're already nearsighted, it can exacerbate that in some people to where like if you haven't needed cheaters before, you might need them after LASIK. Now, for me, it's actually made everything better.
Mm.
But they warn you, hey, you could be headed down the cheater path sooner rather than later, just keep an eye on it.
Now, did you have bad eyes all the, you know, your whole life? Or
yes, it's like I had glasses and contacts since like 8th grade.
Oh, okay.
Like that TV right over there, I can read every word absolutely fine, as good as I've ever had.
Yeah, see, but you don't need LASIK.
No, as fine as I get, like Adam Crowley in the other room, read them fine. I could see things. Even that paper with the schedule on, I can make out kind of what that stuff says.
Really?
A little bit.
Wow.
I know that. But
you definitely don't need
a stuff that is right in front of me.
Huh.
It's starting, the words are starting to get fuzzy. Like they jumbled, the letters jumble together in like one black block, whereas they're not separated enough anymore.
Mm.
Like this piece of paper, when I put it here, I used to be able to read it right here. Now I got to pull one of those.
I'm like right there too.
And move it away from me a little bit.
But see,
like right here, I used to, you'd be all right. And now it's like, why is the, because it says like the fan hotline presented by Nemecolon right here. And now I got to move it away from me to see that it says that.
So the farther away, the better.
The further away, the better.
Yeah.
Yeah. I used to be able to read things right close to my nose.
You want me to make the font bigger on those things for you, Colin?
No, because then it won't stay on one paper.
Yeah. I know. I mean.
Driving, I'm good.
You made fun of me the other day for my font on my reads.
But did you ever walk by someone, and again, not looking over the shoulder or whatever, but their font on their phone, or you go to exchange information with them, or give them your, here's my phone number, and you look down, Colony was big for this. The font is as big as a sign on the exit 78 on the highway.
Oh, I bust my brother-in-law's chops all the time because he it's the same problem. His distance vision is fine. But it's like his phone is like, hey, he's got to put it all the way out here. And then the font's still big. It's like, man, you just read one sentence of a text message and you had to scroll four times.
Yeah.
Is that, and he's like, I got to do what I got to do to see. So that's my conclusion for you, Colin.
Man.
You got to do what you got to do so that you can see.
Does it change? It changes the whole browser and your emails and everything. You get like,
it changes not just text messages. It changes everything?
I think so. Yeah, it changes your browser and everything.
Like you can go and make it bold, though. Like, instead of, like, making the size bigger, I feel like I did that. I don't know. I'll have to show you in the break. But I made everything bold, so it looks like it's more, like, transparent. And I could see it better. There might be a setting on your phone that you could do that.
Man.
It might help.
I'm telling you, Pomp is the king of that. Hey, seriously, I have one letter on the whole screen. He's trying to read a sentence. It's like a typewriter, like an old school typewriter. Line, next line. I don't know why. But so that's that. That's my quandary. But you're never, that's another getting old thing. You're never going back.
No.
It'll never go back to switching it to the small.
Not that I would ever do this, but what's this do for the person who likes to enjoy maybe some adult content on their phone? Like, do they have to put it like 6 feet away?
Not that you would ever do it.
Not that I would ever do that, no.
Okay. I don't know. Or even just anything. Like anything on your phone.
Yeah, like if you want to watch a video on your phone, is it tougher? Like, do you have to?
Man, I don't know. I don't know. Tough. Tough. Getting old. Getting old sucks.
See, for me, my thing is, if you guys come in here during a break, I have all the audio jacked up so high so that I make sure that I can hear absolutely every little thing. My earphones, it's like Stan Saverin level of, I'm going to go deaf because my earphones are turned up so high.
Do you ever get the warning from your phone that your earbud level, your ears have been exposed to too much noise in the last however many days or whatever?
I appreciate your concern, iPhone, but I'm good. I know what I'm doing to myself.
What'd you say, iPhone?
I've never got that. It says that?
Oh, yeah.
I never got that either.
I get that all the time because I'll cut the grass with my earbuds in, and so I have the volume jacked up a little bit higher so I can actually hear, you know, the podcast or the music that I'm listening to, and I'll get a notice the next morning.
Your
audio volume has exceeded whatever percentage. Yeah.
Well, then they shouldn't have the device be able to turn up that loud.
Right.
Yeah. I mean,
it's like cigarettes. These will kill you. Okay. Well, maybe we shouldn't be selling these things.
Right. Then have a governor on the device where you don't blow my ear out.
I'm max volume all the time.
I could tell.
You set
your headphones down, dude. It's like another speaker in the room.
Optimism. Let's start the show with that. Optimism. It seems to be the story of the day, the theme of the day. It seems to be growing and growing and growing and growing in Pittsburgh. Will it come crashing down on Saturday, or will it continue to grow, or maybe even stagnate? But nonetheless, it feels like there's a lot of optimism we need to discuss. Also, join Kiki. Yeah, she's great. from Wham-O, 107.3 at the original Mattress Factory store location. That's in Aspenwall. That's just there at the foot of the Highland Park Bridge. You know where it is, right on Freeport Road. 3 to 4 p.m. on Saturday, collecting backpacks. Wham-O is for the Pittsburgh for PPS event. That comes your way later on in August. But join Wham-O there Saturday, 3 to 4, collecting backpacks. Fan Morning Show next.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.